Tyson?
Yes.
Hey, Tyson, this is John with Local Splash,
yes,
the Google partner. Hi.
Yes.
One of my reps messaged me, said that you had called in.
Yes.
Okay. I know we spoke earlier because I remember I gave you that discounted pricing structure. You talked me down into $149. But you said you had to run it by somebody. I don't know if it was like your spouse or your partner before you could move forward. Okay. Did you get the go ahead on that?
Yeah, but I do have more questions about it first.
Okay, absolutely. I'm all ears.
Okay, so that's going to be a monthly rate, right? There's not going to be any contracts, so if it turns out in a month or two we don't enjoy it, we can just cancel and won't be out any more money.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody that we're working with is coming back at their own will each month.
Okay, and if we were to do this, where would we end up on the Google page?
There's a map that pops up, and then there's three guys next to it. It's called a Google Places listing. That's where we work to list you. So you'd be a top recommended option there for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. You can hand select what you're found for in the client interview. So it doesn't have to just be like plumbing. It could be drain cleaning, plumbing services, best plumbing services, et cetera, if there's something specifically that you want to focus on or get more leads for in particular.
Okay. So what else would it consist of besides that?
We would also develop your .com for you. So I included that in the package too. That was no extra charge. So we would purchase a domain name for your company. We would develop all the content for you with our graphic designers in-house. And then we'll provide hosting moving forward on that. So that way you have the website attached to it, or attached to your listing. That way the customers can use it as a reference point. And any changes that you want to make moving forward to the site are included in the package at no extra charge.
Okay, and would we be able to control that website if we ended up canceling it a year or so?
Yeah, but because of the discounts that I applied and like waiving the fees, it cost us $99 to get the domain name for the site. So while you're using our services at $149, we're not going to charge you anything for it. But if you canceled, then they would charge you the $99 if you wanted to keep the site.
Okay.
Okay, just to be transparent with you.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I mean, considering most people charge you a lot more than $149 just to get the website up and running. But like I told you earlier, I mean, this is really about the first page placement and establishing a business relationship with you guys. And then obviously that's going to open the door for bigger things down the line.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if we were to do this, how soon would we be on top of the Google search list?
The PIN verification process takes about 5 to 7 days on average. The PIN verification is just a little, I mean, you probably heard of it before, right? It's like a little postcard they send you in the mail. It says Google on it, and then there's a 5-digit code on the back of it that we need from you. That's how you get the little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So Google has to do that. Everybody has to go through that process in order to have first page placement or even just to even have a verified Google listing, you know what I mean, that they could verify that you're an actual company. So that is something that you will never have to do again, though. Once you're PIN verified, even if you're not using our services, people will still be able to pull up Stuff Happens Plumbing and look at your reviews and everything accumulated, and your website will still be attached to it and everything. So it's very useful.
Okay. And if we were to change business location, how would we go about moving our PIN on the map?
Yeah, we have to re-PIN verify you. So, if you're still a client with us, and you know, it's just a phone call to me, I'll be the account lead, and then I'll update the address, and we'll resend your PIN verification out. Hopefully, you're not moving too far anytime soon, though. Is that something you already have lined up?
No, not exactly. Just down the road. We'd still be in town. Moving.
Okay, yeah, perfect. The same service area, pretty much, just different location. A lot of these guys, they actually hide their address anyway. So even though we send the PIN verification, it would still say, like, just Elk City with the zip code and state in there. It wouldn't actually have, like, the street address on there for them to go.
Okay, that'd be,
yeah, because you're going to them. They're not supposed to really be coming to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. You might have more as we go. I'll be your account lead, and there's going to be an account management team that'll help with fulfillment. So, I mean, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can always contact me directly or the customer service department. It's available 24 hours a day for you. So anytime you want something done with the listings, you want to make a change, or you have questions moving forward, we're really transparent with you. Like I said, it's really about building a business relationship. The only way we get these guys to come back each month is by getting in there and making sure it's working for them. So we're pretty proactive.
Right.
I think if you compare it to what you're coming from with HomeAdvisor, you'll be real happy with what you see.
Yeah, you did a good job of selling me on that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, paying per lead is crazy. It's like basically what you're doing with them is if you signed up for this and then you had two or three other buddies that were plumbers and you gave them all the lead. You know, you charged each one of them $50 as like a subcontracting charge and only one of them gets the job. Yeah, or maybe even the customer backs out and you're just running around with the money. So that's pretty much their whole business model.
Yep.
If they owe you money, or if you feel like they've charged you wrongfully, there is a thing that you could fill out on FTC.gov. I could send it to you. I've had a couple of guys that I work with where they tried to, HomeAdvisor's tried to send them to collections and things like that over leads. And I've helped them get out of that just by basically filling out this report. So I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you to cancel them or anything like that. Obviously, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. If it's going well, let
right.
it be. But,
right.
yeah.
Well, we've stayed for that for years, so I imagine we'll just drop our service location and our monthly budget down to take a few calls here and there from them. But if it gets out of hand or anything like that, then I would definitely talk to you about that.
Yeah, just another outlet. You know, just somebody with experience. I know how to handle that. I've been through it a lot of times. You know, I got a guy actually down in Fort Worth, Texas. I've been working with him for like 8 years, but I got him like $3,700 or almost $3,800 back in leads.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from that platform because they were sending them without him even knowing, and he didn't even really know how it worked. So they were just kind of blowing them up. And then even when we did figure it out, he paused the leads and they automatically like unpaused it and sent them like 10 roofing leads in a day. They were like $100 a pop.
Right.
So, yeah. So they were just kind of taking advantage of him. He was one of those older guys. He doesn't really text message and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah. So. All right. So as long as, you know, you got the go-ahead from your other half and you're on board with it, I can go ahead and get your account created, and then we'll schedule a client interview for you either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. The client interview is where they do a lot of the detailing as far as, like, keywords and service area and the website. And then I'll get your PIN verification sent out right now as well. So is this something you can see a value moving forward with? Give it a shot?
Yeah, it worked out.
All right, Tyson. So what's your last name?
Brown.
Brown, okay. And are you the sole owner, or you said you had a partner?
Yeah, there's a partner.
Okay, should I add them to the business profile so that way they have the ability
yes.
to make changes? Okay. What's yes. your partner's name?
Matt.
Yep. Last name?
Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-E-R-D.
Oh, F-F-E-R-D, okay. That's unique.
Yeah, everybody gets thrown for that one.
Yeah, I was definitely expecting P-H-A-R-D.
Right.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and then what's his business phone number or his primary phone number?
Let me pull that up.
Yeah, we're not going to call him and bug him, Tyson, but it's more so like if he calls in, we know what account he's affiliated with, and we give him
right.
access to make changes. Mm-hmm.
His primary number is 580- 821-6140.
6140, okay.
Could you also add my personal cell as well? Because I tend to track and make calls from that phone over this one.
Wait, so for the customers to contact you, you want to use a different line?
No. I want the customers to use this one, but if I was to call in, I want to make changes.
Oh, okay. That way we have it on file. Okay. What's your cell phone?
405-476-9651.
9651. Okay. Let me go ahead and add you here. Okay, and then I'll add Matt as well. Okay. But as far as for the customers calling you and our primary line of contact to you, everything will go through this 580.
That's fine.
821. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and make sure I got this right. Okay, perfect. All right, and then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
StuffHappensPlumbing@gmail.com.
StuffHappensPlumbing@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I love your name, by the way. I don't know if I told you that, but the business name.
Thank you.
I kind
of
get what it's... Yeah, I definitely get what it's implying without implying that, so I'm kind of happy to, like, put it on Google because it's, like, compliant, but slightly not.
Right, exactly.
It's my style, you know? Okay. All right. So, stuffhappensplumbing@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go update. All right. Perfect. All right. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
From 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And Saturday and Sunday, you want to go closed? Or?
Yeah, closed.
Okay. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yes.
Okay. Cash, check, and card approved. Okay. And can you confirm your business street address where we are sending the PIN verification letter? Or here, I have one here, but I just want to make sure it's accurate. So it's 10762 North 1990 Road.
That would be, let me see, I pull up that.
Okay.
10762, yeah, that one will work.
North, yeah, 1990 Road, okay. And then did you say you wanted the address hidden or displayed?
Hide that one.
Okay. And then we'll get the domain name purchased for your site. Did you have a company logo or photos that we could use to develop your .com site?
I have a business card just about all. Outside of that, we haven't been online too much with any pictures or anything like that, so we're kind of fine on that stuff.
Okay. What about like a work truck? Do you have like a decal on the work truck or any kind of vinyl?
Yeah, but we had a local sign company produce that. I think they just used our business card as well.
Yeah, I mean the business card and then maybe like a picture of that. We just want to have stuff on the site that kind of matches up with your vehicle pulling up to their residence, so that way they're not like, who the heck is this guy, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I can get a picture of the vehicle and stuff if needed.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely be useful, just to have some uniformity on it, you know?
Right.
Okay. So get that going. All right, and then I'm going to send you the email address for that as well. I just retexted you my phone number, so I'm going to send you this email address here. It's photos@localsplash.com, and if you send them in there, we already have your email and your phone number on file, so we'll know it's you.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, looks like I got everything. And then for the client interview, typically about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time where I can have a technician give you a call?
The latest it could be would be about 1:30. Otherwise, I got to meet with the customer about 2. And
okay.
After that, 3:30, 3:04 maybe.
See what we got here. Let me just pull up the calendar for this. It's going to be with a separate technician. Oh yeah, I have a 3 to 4 available. I can ask them to call you closer to 3:30.
That would work.
Okay. right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then you'll also get an automated text message 1 hour before the appointment just as a reminder.
Okay.
All right. Just go ahead and add this, and then we'll secure the listing, and then you'll be good to go until then. And just to confirm, you do have my direct number and extension there?
Although I did try to call that earlier and was having issues with that thing. But I don't know.
I was working on an account, but I didn't know. Was it that it wasn't letting you come through? I don't know. Because I was on a call, and then my rep sent me your information while I was on a call. So I don't know if it just... if it was because I was busy that it was doing that to you.
It was a little over an hour ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened. I tried to answer your connection stuff and it just canceled the call. So okay, well, hopefully just go back later.
Okay. Interesting. I was working on this lady, Amber. Let me see here. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I finished that call at 9:15. So I was on with her for a while there. But I just got your notification from my representative like 20 minutes ago. So
yeah, that's whenever I tried to call back.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, usually it'll come straight through to me when you dial that 544, or it'll even ring and let me know that there's an inbound call, even if I'm on a call. And then if I'm on a call, it will send you to a live customer service rep. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. So always try to contact me first or directly. I just feel like we'll communicate a little bit better. I've been here a long time. You have a really unique account. I feel like it would throw them off because of the, you're getting charged like less than half. I put you on a friends and family plan as if I like know you personally.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I've gone through this actually before. So they give us like 5 of them a year. And pretty much every time I've done this, it works out and turns into something long-term. So that's kind of why I didn't really have a problem, you know, doing that. Sometimes guys, you come from a system like Home Advisor or you had a bad experience in the past and they just need to, you know, try it out and get their foot in the door. So.
Right.
And I don't have a problem doing that, you know. It's usually in our company's best interest anyway. It solves itself once you're up there. Okay. It's like, do you want to keep talking to your customers or not?
Right.
All right. So I got this squared away. Did you get the calendar invitation?
The email?
Yeah.
I don't have access to that email at the current moment. The other guy had received that email.
Okay, no worries. I just want to make sure, because it says it's sent on my end, but I always like to double confirm. But like I said, you'll get that text message on this 580 number 1 hour before. And then you want me to have them call you on this 580 number, or did you want me to have them call you on your cell phone?
This number's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let me go and update. Perfect. All right. And then the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, Tyson, how did you want to do that?
Card spot.
Okay. It's going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me put Stuff Happens Plumbing LLC in here. Perfect. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4730.
4730.
7600.
7600.
0002.
0002.
5708.
5708. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
February 2025.
February of 2025, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
208.
Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you because of the discounted pricing structure, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, Tyson, if there's something I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Stuff Happens Plumbing.
Thank you. Your company is an LLC and will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Tyson Brown.
And your title?
Park.
Okay. Co-owner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Stuff Happens Plumbing LLC today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Tyson, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not saying that you can't. We just don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something you already have. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a couple months when you first sign up, but it's a month-to-month service. You aren't binded to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 20th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149 as part of a friends and family discount that was provided by Senior Representative Jonathan Hill. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 20th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $149 indefinitely or for as long as you are with us. It states here you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. If you are going to discontinue or cancel your services, all that we ask is that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We would just like notification so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to authorize the first month's payment while I have you on the line here. When the payment clears, you're going to get a text message. It'll say, Tyson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have a link to an outline of your agreement in writing. This is not a contract, but again, because of the discounted pricing structure, I just want to make sure that you have everything in black and white. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. So it'll ask you to basically just kind of click on that box and type out your first and last name.
Okay.
So let me know when you receive that.
I've got that one.
Okay, perfect. So there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to authorize that you're a user on this account, not somebody pretending to be you. There's a little box you got to check, and then you got to sign your first and last. Now, a hard copy of this has been sent over to your email as well. So that way you'll always have it on file, and we'll always have it on file. So I don't think I'm going anywhere. I've been here for 10 years, but, you know, if I croak or get into a bad car accident, your agreement is still documented here in black and white, so you don't got to worry about them changing your price up.
The link I received is, what am I supposed to be looking for in this one?
Yeah, so the one that you have, it should say, Tyson, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That's not the link I received. It was something about...
Welcome?
No, it was a home advisor, giving small business, and stuff like that.
Oh, no, yeah, that's the FTC link I sent you earlier. That I was telling you could fill out if you needed to dispute any charges with Home Advisor, but you should have gotten a few other messages after that. You know what happened, Tyson? When you gave me your cell phone number, I put it in the cell phone category, and then after that, all the text messages started going to that number, 405-47.
Okay, I have that one right here as well. I can put it on.
Okay, yeah. So you probably have them all there. So my number's in that phone, too. And then the email address for the photos, but you should have them all on that one. It's the 877 number I text you from.
All right, I need a local slash username and password.
Yeah, so at the end of your client interview, I got your client interview scheduled between 3 and 4. I told them to call you closer to 3:30. But at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you an email with a username and password, and there's also a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to use. We also have an app that you could download to your phone, and then you could log into it there even. So that way you could track all the clients we're bringing in, and if you miss calls, it'll pipeline them. That way you still know what they were looking for, and you could go back and get their number and contact them.
Hey, what's that app?
What was that? I'm sorry?
What's that app going to be?
It's my.localsplash.com. It'll be sent over in that email. So you'll have them. You'll have a few different emails that are coming across that'll give you access to it. It won't just have, like, your invoice. There'll be a few other things. Oh, I did get I got a voicemail notification from you right now, but it's only like 1 second long. It was at, that was over an hour ago, yeah? Okay.
So the app will be in an email form. It won't actually be in an app store or a Play Store?
Oh, yeah, no, it will. The Local Splash Call app, it's just we have to send you access to it. So even if you downloaded it, you didn't have login credentials for it. So they'll send you the link to download it. In the same email as you're going to have your username and password. So you'll be able to just click on it, and at that point it'll load, and then you can log in. There's also the YouTube video, so you'll know what to look for. I'll be really honest with you, though. That app is going to be pretty much blank for, like, the first 2 weeks because we're getting your PIN verification and everything up and running, and then we got to kind of open the floodgates on it. So pretty much it's blank until you start receiving calls, and then it starts.
Okay.
Tracking the data, but at least that way you'll know how to navigate it by that point, you know?
That'll work.
All right, perfect. So I did get your confirmation back on the subscription terms, so thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. You know, like I said, you know, this is something that, you know, we're not going to get rich on overnight,
right?
So, we need to obviously communicate, and I got to make sure everything's working smoothly for you. So I always tell my guys, like, no questions or dumb questions. Same thing with Matt. If Matt has questions or you guys want to change something, you know, always touch base, or if you guys are having problems with the tracking system, anything like that. Not that you will. It's just, you know, I have guys that are like 80 years old that are not tech savvy. So if that applies to you, which I'm not saying you're 80, but just let me know. Just call in. There's 24/7 customer service. We don't expect you to be any kind of like tech guru in order for this to work, you know? So we'll get in there and make sure it's working. And then once we know that you guys got the hang of it, we'll back up and take the training wheels off and let you do your thing.
Well, that works for me.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. I appreciate you giving us a shot. And we'll circle back with you at 3:30 for that client interview.
Yes, sir.
All right, you have a great day, Tyson. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.